Kempire is brought to you by...
Thank you, Philly, for a fantastic show at City Winery. Shout out to City Winery in Philadelphia. You guys were amazing behind the scenes, during the show, production, the food, everything was amazing. But don't forget, guys, I'm coming to City Winery in Boston on May 30th. Don't wait till the last minute to get your tickets. Start planning your trip to Boston. If you don't live in Boston, you want to come see our Kempire After Dark live show. We will then be in Nashville on July 11th, Atlanta the next day on July 12th. We will also be in Seattle for a special live show coming there on August 30th. And I know you all have been asking, when are you coming to my city? We are working on more cities. Stay tuned. Make sure you're following us on all socials so you don't miss out on any of the dates, our new dates for the Kempire After Dark live show. Thanks so much for everyone that's seen the show, supported, and is spreading the word. I love meeting all of you.
You're listening to Kempire on the Kempire Radio Network.
What's going on? Hey, guys, welcome back to the Kempire channel. Look, apologies for being a little tardy for the party. Damn. Apologies. Look, when you're doing a live show, sometimes last minute things happen when you're live. Things aren't working. Lights aren't going on. So, of course, I'm here, though. I'm here for our final recap of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season 13. Okay. The final. Like the final. Are you going to miss it? I thought it was actually a really good season. Was it their best season? I wouldn't say that, but it wasn't a terrible season. We are literally in the middle of a terrible season for one of these franchises. Oh, hey, Potomac. Okay. So in comparison, no. And look. Production and the network does not believe that this was a lackluster season for them because the ratings for Beverly Hills has stayed consistent all season. And I'm just talking about the live ratings. We're not talking about the plus threes. We're not talking about streaming. We're not talking about DVR. They are still doing very well. And I do think that we have at least a decent cast. Look, you all have your opinions on who should go and who should return and all that other good stuff. Look, we will only know until we know. And after the reunion, that's when they figure out who's coming back. All right. I already told you how I feel about Kyle, but we'll get into it. We'll get into it because part three of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion is all about Kyle Richards. And her sister, Kathy Hilton, makes us a surprise appearance. Not so much of a surprise for us because we were told right after they filmed the reunion that Kathy would be making an appearance, which led me to believe that maybe possibly there was a conversation that was had during the season. But apparently not. Apparently not. We're going to unpack all of that and so much more in our final recap of season 13 for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Welcome back to the Kempire channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality TV, and so much more. As always, don't forget to like the video. Don't forget, you can also hear our live recaps and special episodes on the Kempire podcast. While you're there, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. Okay. All right. Shout out to everyone watching on Twitch, Twitter, behind the scenes here on TikTok. Let's get into it. So at the top of the final part of the reunion, we have an ongoing battle between Sutton and Kyle. As you know, they've had their issues and their friendship stuff, but it feels like we move on very quickly in this moment, which is good. But at the same time, it didn't feel authentic. Anyone else? It felt like we kind of rushed through their issues and they were very forgiving. And I'm okay with that, but it has to feel like natural. It didn't feel natural to me in that moment. Because Sutton at the top of this reunion says to Kyle that you have been relentlessly mean to me. And Kyle's like, no, I haven't. Kyle felt like she expected more compassion from Sutton, especially because Sutton has gone through something similar, like the situation that Kyle went through with her friend Lorene that passed away. So she felt like Sutton would be a little bit more kind to her during this time. She also didn't love all the questions about her marriage. And Kyle asked her for examples. And Sutton says, you know, I'll say what Denise Richards said. Watch the show. watch the show. I mean, look, I do believe, here's the thing. Here I go twerking on a fence, but look, I do it religiously, okay? I see where Kyle is coming from, but I also see where Sutton is coming from. Do I think that Sutton or Garcelle were the best in handling the whole marriage questions? No, but again, we are on a reality show. The pop, not just the paparazzi, but there have been a lot of blogs during this time talking about the marriage. And Kyle's always the first one to tell people, you know, tell your truth, and be a mini producer. So I can see why Garcelle and Sutton are like, well, tell your truth. But if this is really your friend, Sutton, don't you sort of handle the situation a little bit with more sensitivity? Do I think that Sutton did? She tried to, but then you know, we had Garcelle over here. Well, she's talking about your marriage. Let's not hem and whore about what you're talking about, Sutton. But they move on really quickly in this moment because it looked like they were taking lead from Andy because it was like, can we move on from this? And then Andy says, maybe we can hug it out. So they have this awkward hug. I don't think it was awkward. It was awkward because, you know, Sutton's naturally awkward. But if you pay attention to the early scenes, you could see production and the editors are letting us know that something's off with Sutton. She doesn't look well. She's sort of like a little jittery. You could see it in her face. Not sure what it is. We found out later, we talked about this on Tuesday Takeover, that Sutton says that what she experienced was dehydration, exhaustion, you know, the Hollywood speak for mind your business, something happened, I don't want to tell you my real issues. But could it have been dehydration, exhaustion? Yes. She also said that she had bronchitis. And some of you were like, where was the cough? Well, look, come on now. We're going to talk more about that in just a second because I'm on the fence. I am on the fence. Go figure. Because the timeliness of this is interesting. However, if you see and you paid attention to the early few minutes of the reunion, you can see that Sutton did not look well. She did not look well. You could tell that there was something off. All right. I say all that to say Sutton and Kyle hug it out. Did you guys notice Erica and Dorit's faces when they were hugging it out? At one point, I wish I had a straw here, but we have Erica going, you know, sipping her straw and then making a funny face. Look, Erica had a good time at this reunion, probably because she was not in the hot seat. And I've said this the entire season. What I've enjoyed about Erica was this fun, goofy, you know, just what we liked about her in the early years. But then, of course, we went into the whole, she wanted them to apologize because she won an appeal, you know. No.
We're on appeal for legal reasons.
And then it reminded me who exactly she is, like in real life. And then I was just like, are you guys watching Better Than Blonde? I have not watched one episode. I think it's only like a couple of episodes though, right? Or is it done? I don't know. You guys will let me know. Are you watching Better Than Blonde? Was it any good? Is it worth watching? Look, I saw the first couple of minutes and I said, oh God, here we go with Mikey with the dramatics. Stop it. look, stop it.
Lies! The lies!
Guys, if you're just joining us, we're talking about The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. DeLon, thank you so much for the super chat. DeLon says, it was boring without Sutton and Garcelle. I'm seeing that a lot. A lot of people are saying as soon as Sutton and Garcelle left the reunion, it felt like the energy shifted. It felt like it really wasn't interesting. But I say all that to say, I think it's partially that, but I think people also needed Sutton and Garcelle's commentary when it comes to Kyle's marriage and the Morgan of it all. Because no one was willing to go up against Kyle. Luckily, we did have a couple of moments where Crystal was like, because when asked, you know, how did everyone feel about this Morgan relationship? Did anyone think anything? And no one would say anything. And then, you know, Crystal, who's normally Cricket, raises her hand. Well, I did. And I like the fact when she was asked about, you know, are people in Beverly Hills scared of Kathy Hilton? And she spoke up. So, look, I like to give credit when credit is due. Cricket stood out in the scene. Look. Cricket was here. I'm playing Cricket. you did what needed to be done, because honestly, you saved part three. Was it the best of the three parts of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion? No, but at least you stood up. At least you said something. I mean, we need a little bit more of that in the new season. And I look, we don't need everyone to be crunk. We get it. There always has to be a Cynthia Bailey. Cynthia, we say that with love because you held your position and you reminded us why it's important to have someone that's sort of that even balance energy. But don't forget, one of the great things about Cynthia Bailey, when I say Cynthia Bailey gave us good confessionals too. Like, do not sleep on Cynthia Bailey's confessionals. All right? Jasmine says the cricket was cricketing. Come on, stop. Shady Katie. Here goes Shady Katie. Get it, Cricket. You know what? Would y'all behave yourself? Cricket just disliked the video. See? Cricket, I mean it with love. Ow. Girls Club is agreeing with me. Girls Club says, you better twerk on that fence, Kempire. I'm right up there with you. See? I mean, look, I hope this fence can hold us. Look, I'm not a light boy. Anyways, okay, the fact that I'm not excited about recapping Beverly Hills this season says to me they did the right job on how things were edited. All right, before we get into the nitty-gritty of this reunion, because I'd much rather talk about what's been playing out on social media. If you follow me on TikTok folks, y'all better follow me on Instagram, YouTube, because we don't know if TikTok is going to be around in a few weeks. So make sure you're following me on other platforms or you're going to miss out. Right now, we're live on YouTube. We're live on Facebook, Twitch, Twitter. But we're also going to be on Instagram, so be sure to follow us there. Anyways, I say all that to say, I'm still enjoying what we have. And one of the things that I posted on TikTok yesterday and now on Instagram was an interview. You know Nichelle Turner? Nichelle Turner is a journalist from Entertainment Tonight. And I don't know if you recall, Nichelle, the last time she was on Bitch Stash, the podcast, she spilled some tea. I can't remember what tea she spilled, but she spilled some more tea this week about Anna Marie and how editors pretty much saved her this season, because you may recall the rumors. We heard that the group got on Anna Marie about 8.5 for those that don't even know who I'm talking about. Damn. Got on her about those problematic tweets from her husband, Marcellus, and her following Candace Owens. Well, take a listen to what Nichelle told the Bitch Stash podcast.
Wow, but okay. A little bird told me. It was not Garcelle. I will say this plain and screaming from the rooftops. Garcelle did not tell me this. Okay. Apparently, there was another conversation cut out of the season that did not make Anna Marie look good at all. Oh. I think the editors were like, this girl, we can't have someone that just is so hated and so bad. We got to help her in any way we can.
Wow, because they've let so much slide. I can only imagine.
It was not good.
Do you know what in what realm?
I believe it had something to do with Candace Owens.
Okay. Well,
Sidebar, speaking of social media platforms that we might need to leave, you know, Don Lemon was supposed to have his new Don Lemon show on X, now, you know, formerly Twitter. And now apparently it's been canceled because his first interview was with Elon Musk. And Elon Musk basically did not like how the interview went. And I guess he didn't like being challenged in an interview, especially a man that claims to love free speech. And basically tried to silence. Don Lemon. But Don Lemon said, I'm going to release it on YouTube. So be sure to follow me on YouTube. If you don't follow me anywhere else, follow me on YouTube. Me and Don Lemon, okay? Anyways, I say all that to say. So the rumors that we were going to hear about this, you know, problematic tweets, the transphobic tweets about her husband and Anna Marie's, you know, following Candace Owens and things like that. Because a lot of people are like, I thought we were going to hear about that. A lot of people are wondering, why exactly was Anna Marie given a diamond this season? All right? And here's the thing. I'm also hearing that that wasn't the only thing cut out. So I'm understanding that editors you know, they choose to focus on what they want to focus on. Do I think they threw her under the bus with the esophagus situation? Yes, I think that they did. But this is what happens when you sign up for reality television. You can't control the narrative. These producers, network, and editors control the narrative. So apparently they cut out, they didn't only cut out that in regards to 8 and a half's storyline. They cut out her mother passing away and that journey. So as you saw, they brought it up during the reunion. I'm under the belief she didn't want to talk about it because it's her mom. It was hard to talk about something like that. So I understood. But then I was still wondering, like, why did they make her a full-timer? Well, apparently she did open up about her mother dying and her mother's passing. And they didn't include it. I think if they included some of that and some of her personal story, I think people would feel a little bit differently about Anna Marie. Do I feel differently? Well, here's the thing. Here I go twerking on the fence religiously. I do think that maybe we all would feel a little bit differently about Anna Marie if we got more of her personal story. I do maybe agree with the editors in regards to if they had included the whole Candace Owen of it all inclusion. Yeah, the fans really would have been like, cancel her. We don't want to see her anymore. They're already doing that. But Anna Marie, you did not do yourself any help by going on social media and leaning into the esophagus situation, slamming these anesthesiologists, making it more about anesthesiologists versus nurses. You did not help. You did not help us lean away from that focus. So from what I'm hearing, allegedly, they cut out the Candace Owen of it all. Thankfully. No. And they also cut out her mom passing away and things like that. So apparently that was a big part of her storyline and it was not included. Again, explains to me why I think Anna Marie's coming back next season, y'all. Because I feel like the producers feel like she needs a fair shot because they did not give her a fair shot by not including her full personal story. But now I understand why she was given a diamond. I understand now why she was given a diamond, because she did give you a full story and they didn't include it. But maybe they're going to include more of her story next season. She might get a better edit next season. Who knows? But this is why I always say, be just mindful of how you harshly judge these folks, because we are watching an edited show. We are watching an edited show. We have to keep that in mind. And context is important. Context is important. I say all that to say, you're welcome, Anna Marie. I guess. So Kathy Hilton makes an appearance at this reunion, all right? She makes an appearance at the reunion, but we knew this already. She comes out. Kyle apparently gave Kathy a crystal as well. I got my crystals. Y'all always know I got crystals around me. So Kyle has her crystal. She gave Kathy a crystal. They're in a better place. Kathy is kooky as all get out. Kathy's like, she doesn't watch the show. She watches the clips, and she watches Watch What Happens Live because it goes by so fast. Come on. Hey, look. Okay. So these little funny moments we can appreciate about Kathy, but it gets dark really quickly. So then they talk about Erica pointing out that there are some women in Hollywood or amongst this cast are scared of Kathy, and she has the keys to what these people want, the parties and the events and the whole social stuff. Kathy was sort of like, that's not true. I sent that clip to my friends, and the friends probably were like, oh, that's silly, darling. And probably like shaking in their boots. Look, Kathy, we're not delusional to when it comes to Hollywood. We may not be in Hollywood. We may not be in these circles, but we've been following the gossip for a very long time. We also understand how it works in the entertainment industry, but also amongst the, you know, the moneyed folks, okay? You do have influence. Are you fully aware of that influence? I think so. Literally, Crystal's is like, yeah, everyone is scared of Kathy. And I appreciate Crystal in that moment because Crystal, again, also is in those circles. She is a socialite. She likes being a socialite. And her saying that puts her at risk. But I appreciate her saying yes. That does happen. I do believe Kathy knows her power. Donna says Kathy knows her power. Yeah. Elle says Kathy is a gatekeeper. I think she wanted to downplay it because in those circles, you don't talk about it. You don't talk about it. It's all about the look. It's all about those things. El Michelle, exactly. El Michelle says her friends were probably like, is this a threat when she was sending Kathy sending them the video clip? But Kathy loves to say that. She loves to say, oh, I was talking to my friend. I sent this to my friend. She downplayed it. Again, because in those circles, you don't talk about your power. It's all about in the look. You know how black mamas would look at you when they want you to stop doing something in public? It's sort of like that, but different. It's sort of like, I'm trying to break it down for our community. It's like that kind of look. I believe it. Jean says that Kathy's a full-time housewife slash socialite. She's fully aware. But that made me a little bit more like, oh. Oh, but wait a minute. We're not done. Kathy found it laughable. Okay. However, Sutton, in that moment, like I said before, leading up to this moment, we see different moments with Sutton where she doesn't look well. Well, all of a sudden, Sutton has like a little bit of a shaking and she kind of falls back in her chair. And of course, the paramedics who are on hand. They come to check out Sutton. Garcelle's like, we need to get help. Anna Marie's trying to step in. Anna Marie at one point says, we need to call 911. The paramedic was like, I don't think we need to call 911. I'm like, here's the thing, though. Shout out to all the paramedics. Shout out to all the healthcare professionals. I know y'all don't like Anna Marie. But in that moment, are we listening to Anna Marie or are we listening to the paramedic? I would probably listen to Anna Marie because we don't know what exactly is happening here. Her blood pressure is pretty high. But they're saying that they don't feel like you need to call 911. Okay, though. So as the paramedic is checking Sutton and her vitals and things like that, Dorit and Kyle seem to be very focused on, like, is she okay? Is she all right? And then we have this moment. Did you guys, first of all, Erica and Kathy are having their own little conversation. Initially, when Garcelle was pointing out, well, she was feeling hot this entire time, Kathy makes a snarky remark. Oh, you're 49, Sutton. Of course you're going to have hot flashes. She's like, it's bound to happen. Okay. I think she didn't know the depth of what was happening. So maybe she's thinking, oh, she's having a hot flash. Who knows? But then it gets a little weird because Erica and Kathy are having like this conversation about Christmas. And did you take down your Christmas trees? Y'all are terrible. Y'all said the paramedic for sure. Okay. Dina says they were staff medics. Yeah. You look, yeah. Okay. Let me see what you guys are saying. Ebony says healthcare professionals go into work mode when needed. look. The French fry says, still listening to the paramedic. All right. CM said the paramedic said no ambulance, but go get checked out. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not a paramedic. I'm not a nurse. I'm not a healthcare professional. Maybe they don't want to call the paramedics because that really is for dire emergencies. If you can get someone to the hospital without the an ambulance, I'm guessing that's more ideal. Okay. Hold on. Regana says the paramedics ended up agreeing with Anna Marie, though. Okay, look. Doctors will also disagree with each other. Nurses will also disagree with each other when it comes to care plans. I was like, oh, that stood out to me. Anyways. So as they're checking Sutton out, the paramedics and Anna Marie, we also have Erica and Kathy having this conversation about Christmas, almost as if like they really don't care. I don't know if it's they didn't care. It did come across as heartless, okay? And I was just like, it seemed like Erica was trying to make conversation because remember, last season, Erica and Kathy had a very awkward situation with the whole what happened in Aspen situation. So maybe it was awkward and they wanted to have like just try to make small talk because they really couldn't do anything. Look, I'm trying to see both sides of the situation, but it felt insensitive. It felt insensitive in that moment. So Sutton is escorted back to her trailer just to kind of figure out what they're going to do. So they decide that they're going to go to the hospital. If you were here for our Tuesday takeover, we played a clip in a recent interview that Sutton did and talked about how Garcelle was left with her, was with her during that entire time. Very sweet moment. Very, very sweet moment. I love to see it because so many people don't believe that this is a real friendship between Garcelle and Sutton. This is a real friendship, and these are the moments that you see it. These are the moments that you see it. Okay. So they get back to the reunion. But before they get back to the reunion, we have this little snarky remark. And I don't recall if this was in the Bravo live version, but I watched the Peacock version this morning. And the Peacock version is uncensored and extended. So there are little things, like if I didn't pay attention long enough, I'm not sure if this was included in the live version. But we got a little bit of a clip. Take a look at what Kathy said once Sutton was off stage.
It's a good way to get out of being here.
One more time. Let me play it one more time for you.
It's a good way to get out of being here.
You see, because Kathy claims that she was going to come for Sutton. And when Sutton was being checked out, Sutton said, you know, I was scared. And that's what stood out. I was like, wait a minute. Was she really scared? Because remember, during the season, Sutton did admit her issues with Kathy because Kathy did not like the fact that Sutton didn't defend her in the press. And when Kathy said that, I was like, oh, wait a minute. I saw a whole other side. Was I blinded to the side? Have I been caught up in the fanfare when it comes to Kathy Hilton? No. We said this during last season that do I believe that Kathy is a dark spirit and why the toxicity between Kathy and Kyle is real? Yes. And this was one of those moments. This was one of those moments. And I was just like, so did Sutton really? I don't think Sutton faked it. I think Sutton really was scared. I really think that Sutton was scared. And maybe that anxiety became physical for her. Because remember, they didn't know Kathy was coming to this reunion. They found out shortly before Kathy came out. Donna says that's why Sutton freaked out. I believe it now because I heard that as a rumor, but actually watching it play out in part 3 of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion, I was like, oh, Sutton, you should have carried yourself some Labradorite. This is good for psychic attacks. I'm just saying, this is why I always tell you content creators, make sure you cleanse your space. There's a lot of energy being sent your way, intentionally and unintentionally. Do I think that Kathy did something? I don't know. Like, I don't know. I 2910 says it wasn't the live version. Okay, I don't know. It's hard to tell what the little things that they add in the extended version are. But I didn't recall seeing that. I mean, she whispered it, but still, we caught it. Look, we caught it. Ooh. Well, exactly. K-Baby says, well, she still can't fake high. I don't think she was faking it. I think Sutton really had a physical reaction to her anxiety and fear of Kathy Hilton. And I know Kathy, when she hears this, she's going to be like, oh, that's silly. That's silly. Is it? Look. Shireen says, proves the power of Kathy. Whew. All right. Anyways, guys, for those that are just joining us, this is our weekly recap of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And I want to talk about BetterHelp because, as I told you guys before, my mission for this year was to get into therapy. And I finally gave therapy a try. And I think that you should as well. I really loved my experience with BetterHelp because it was just easy. And you know, that's a theme that I've been telling you. I need life to be easy. And I know that's important for you guys as well. You need life to be easy. And nothing was easier than working with BetterHelp. And I love the process. They made it easy. They made it efficient. And I love the fact that before you even select your therapist, they're asking you questions that you probably wouldn't even ask yourself. And they do it for us by asking those questions. And that helps you kind of weed out the whole process of finding the right therapist for you. Because I always say, for therapy, it's like finding a soulmate. It's like finding a partner. Sometimes you have to go through a bunch of frogs to find the right one. So BetterHelp is trying to do that without having to do it too much. Because even with a survey and things like that, it becomes hard because personalities and things like that, you just never know. You just never know. So I'm excited to be partnering with BetterHelp, all right? So today's live show is sponsored by our friends over at BetterHelp. And as I said to you guys before, there's a lot of us that need therapy, but also need something that's quick, easy, and efficient, okay? All right. So before I even get into that, hold on. There we go. Okay, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Kempire today to get 10% off of your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Kempire. Again, that's BetterHelp.com/Kempire. More information will be available in the description of this video or audio if you're listening to this. So shout out to BetterHelp for sponsoring today's show and sponsoring the channel again. We appreciate them. All right. So much more to unpack. And when we talk about therapy, this is why therapy is important. Okay. This is why therapy is important. All right. So we had that disgusting moment with Kathy and what she was saying. Again, I do believe that Sutton had a real medical emergency. Was it induced or worsened by Kathy coming out? You never know. You never know. Her blood pressure was pretty high. Crystal was like, yeah, the blood pressure. My blood pressure was that high when I was in Spain, which is scary. All right, moving on from there. Kathy says that Kyle isn't afraid of anyone when they were talking about Kathy and Kyle's relationship. She said, including you, Andy. And he was just like, why would she be scared of me? Mm-hmm. Look, mm-hmm. Kathy says that that Erica, because, you know, Erica made that comment about how some of these ladies are scared of Kathy because she holds the keys to that social society. And Kathy says, well, you know, Erica has never been, you know, that type of person, which is interesting. Just like, which she knows. She's like, even when she was married to Tom, she's never really been interested in any of that stuff or scared about that stuff. But Crystal, as I mentioned to you guys before, agrees that Kathy is a powerful person in Beverly Hills, including scaring the women on this cast. Okay? They do mention Lisa Rinna. Apparently, Lisa Rinna sent flowers and a lovely note. Kathy says she wouldn't get into what the note said. But she sent a note to Kathy. So they seem to be in a better place. Do you think that opens the door for Lisa Rinna to return? I don't think so, because Lisa Rinna has said some damning things about Bravo since her departure from the show. And this season alone proved that you didn't need Rinna for an interesting show. At least I don't think so. Marigold says she knows another dark soul when she sees one. In regards to Erica and Kathy, you know what? Y'all are terrible, but truthful. Just saying. All right. So they talk a little bit about that. Kathy said that she never thought her relationship with Kyle was over. She said she can count on one hand the amount of fights that have been this serious with Kyle. All right. But apparently they got better. Their relationship got better because of their niece's wedding, you know, Whitney, Kim's daughter's wedding. So that's where they started. That's where they saw each other for the very first time. They were in Aspen together. She said Kathy got really emotional speaking of, she was in getting her hair done or something like that. And she overheard Kyle saying, oh, that's my sister, Kathy. So she got really emotional. Sometimes it's hard to decipher what Kathy is trying to say. I think she has a difficult time articulating it. I think she got emotional because she does truly love her sister. She truly, you know, probably missed having interactions with her sister. Look, no matter how you feel about them, no matter how you feel about Kathy and her control and the toxicity of their relationship, do I believe that there is some love there? Because, yeah, I do believe that there is love there. Do I think that the toxicity between these two is over? No, I think this is part of the reason why they avoid certain topics. All right. Then they move into the addressing of the Mauricio of it all. Okay. But before we get into the marriage stuff, they talk about Mauricio and what he wrote in his book about Rick Hilton. So Mauricio in the book has said that Rick Hilton didn't pay I'm paraphrasing, really didn't pay him well. And he said he felt like there was a lack of professional love. Is he saying that he wanted Rick to treat him better because he was family? I'm not sure what professional love means. I didn't read the book. But I'm trying to understand what he meant by professional love. It sounds as if he wanted to be a Nepo baby. So Kathy explains, I guess, her understanding of what happened between Mauricio and Rick Hilton. As you know, Mauricio used to work for Rick. He ended up leaving Rick and starting the agency. Apparently, Kathy says that he also decided to take people with him. Kathy pointed out that he told Rick on a Thursday and that he was leaving on a Friday. I think it's important to know, and the real estate agents, please weigh in, because I know this from working in the temp staffing world. So I was very familiar. I didn't specifically work in staffing, but I worked with staffing companies and I understood the culture. In staffing, although real estate is different, but it's still sales and things like that. You could be there one day and then gone the next. If they decided they're parting ways, you're not giving a week's notice, 2 weeks notice. And usually it's like the day before. So that to me didn't sound like it was off. However, for those that work in real estate, you let me know. Is it normal? Oh, we're going to give you 2 weeks. You let me know. All right. So Mauricio had some gripes with Rick Hilton. Kathy wanted to talk more about it. She weighed in regards to what transpired between them. Apparently, Mauricio told Rick that he wasn't going to poach any of the staff, but apparently Kathy says that he did take some. Kyle does not want to get into it, because I'm sure Kyle does not agree with Rick or with Kathy, and if she gets into it, she's going to defend Mauricio, and then things are going to get ugly. So I get it. She doesn't want to go in the past. She doesn't want to go in that way. I completely understand it. There are certain conversations that you know that you all just disagree on and you will never agree. So why go back there if we're trying to maintain at least a civil family relationship? Anyway, sidebar. This is when we find out, because this is when Sutton and Garcelle are going to the hospital, but they have to still get their things because that was left on the couch. We find out that, look, hold on, y'all.
Merce is
still in the purse. Still in the purse. Really?
Merce is in the purse.
And so, of course, Kyle is like, I thought we spread Merce's ashes. Crystal has to clear up. Well, no, she still had some more. Because there were also rumors, or I think there was like a blog entry where Sutton talked about how she spread Merce's ashes before. And in my head, I was thinking, well, maybe she had more, like she didn't spread all of his ashes. So I don't think that it was made up. Some people do this. And apparently Merce's ashes were given amongst his friends and family. So, and apparently she's been spreading them wherever she can. And apparently she brought some with her to the reunion. And Merce was still in her purse. Merce was still in Sutton's purse. Okay. All right. Let me say thank you, because we have quite a few super chats. Thank you guys so much for the super chats. Don't forget, guys, you can also support the channel just by liking the video. And if you're listening to this, you can also support the podcast by giving us a 5-star rating and review. Let us know what you are loving about our podcast and special episodes that are available on the podcast. O'Shea, thank you so much for the super chat. O'Shea says, Kathy and Kyle are two sides of the same nasty coin. Crystal tried her best, though. Shame. She did. She did, which I can appreciate. And maybe Sutton and Garcelle needed to leave so that we could. Damn. Sorry, Anna Marie. You still didn't even have a moment with those two being gone. Not. Wait, hold on. Not Crystal getting the seat next to Andy once they left. Yay. Julie, thank you so much for the super chat. Julie says, definitely Garcelle needed to be there to call out Kyle. Again, Kyle was producing part 3 reunion. They, in my opinion, kept Garcelle out and kept her with Sutton. Oh, you think? I don't think so. I think Garcelle really wanted to be there for Sutton. Angelica, thank you so much for the super chat. Angelica says, it wasn't a good look for Kathy. She gives mean girl energy. Agreed. Agreed. I definitely got that vibe. Delon, thank you so much for another super chat. Delon says, when Kathy did that, I believed Rena. Tiara, thank you so much for the super chat. Tiara says, are Kathy and the Vanderpump friends? They're similar. I believe they are friends. I'm pretty 100% sure that Lisa Vanderpump and Kathy are friendly. I don't know if they're friends. No, I think they're actually friends. Elle, thank you so much for the super chat. Elle says, in real estate, there are teams, and I believe that Mauricio's team followed him and were not poached. Yes, because Kyle did say that under the Umancy group, which was under Rick Hilton's, you know, real estate agency, they decided to go with him. But I'm sure he felt a way about it because maybe with some of those people that were under Mauricio were some big sellers for Rick. I mean, I think they're never going to agree. And I think at this point, everyone should just let it go. And I know they're probably mad at the fact that Mauricio talked about it in his book. That's his story to tell. That's his story to tell. I don't see anything wrong with it. We can disagree with it, but that's his story to tell. Again, do I think Kathy and Rick are innocent people? No. No. And God only knows how many people Rick poached in that real estate business over the years. Come on now. Can we talk? Can we talk? I will say this, though. Every time I see Mauricio doing some weird stuff on the gram or doing Dancing with the Stars, because the minute he did Dancing with the Stars, I thought I was the only one that thought that was so odd, especially coming from just being a real estate mogul. They're not doing Dancing with the Stars. It gave very thirsty. It gave very, like, I said in my set, just on social media, I said, I need to just put a T-shirt that says Rick Hilton could never or would never. Because I'm just sort of like, you have this big conglomerate, the agency, and you are doing Dancing with the Stars? No shade to Dancing with the Stars, because apparently everybody in Real Housewives or reality TV wants to be. So during our recap of Vanderpump Rules, we found out that Sheena was really upset that Ariana got Dancing with the Stars, because that's something she always wanted. In this reunion, we found out that Kyle would have been, she was jealous that he was doing Dancing with the Stars because she wants to do it. I'm actually surprised that they've never asked Kyle to do Dancing with the Stars. I guess she's really not the queen of Beverly Hills. Wow. Look, wow. Dina says he's still a reality star, but still. He's always sort of been a reality star on the left, but I get it. Now he has his own show. I don't know. I just feel like when you reach a certain level, you're Dancing with the Stars. Remember when Dancing with the Stars used to be that place where people that were in obscurity went? Is it still that? I don't even watch that. The ratings for that haven't been great in the last couple of years. Who's hosting it? Is Tyra still hosting it? Right? I agree, Elena. Elena, Kyle would be perfect with Dancing with the Stars, especially how she's working out and stuff like that. Elsie says, Kyle can't dance. Well, a lot of people that go on that show can't dance. Danielle says, hold on. Danielle says, can anyone explain why they would do this, including you, Kempire? I can't. I can't explain. I can't explain. Hold on. Sherry says, I want Kempire to sing. Scissoring? Nope. I'm saving that for when I go to Nashville. When the Kempire After Dark show comes to Nashville in July, I'm going to get my vocals together. I might even bring out a guitarist. And I might have a full song. See you in Nashville, July 11th. Don't forget, guys, we're coming to Boston first, May 30th, bringing the Kempire After Dark live show there, May 30th. Then we're going to be in Nashville on July 11th, then Atlanta the next day on July 12th. And then we're coming to Seattle August 30th. And I know you all have been asking, when are you coming to my city? Well, we're trying to confirm. Look, we're trying to confirm. So stay tuned, okay? But if you are in those cities or neighboring cities, you want to see the Kempire After Dark tour, be sure to get your tickets today. More information will be available in the description. Okay. Let me say thank you. We had a couple more super chats. For those that are just joining us, we're talking about the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, final part of their reunion. Kay, thank you so much for the super chat. Kay says the two guys from Million Dollar Listing, not the brothers. Oh, wait. Did they do Dancing with the Stars? Again, I don't understand why anyone would. Anyways, I guess people that do reality TV are usually pretty thirsty, and this is why they're doing it. Rita, thank you so much for the super chat. Rita says, Kyle's crying and whining is getting on my last nerve. Yeah, because this is the second reunion where we're getting, where she's doing it. Back-to-back reunions of Kyle and this constant crying and woe is me. But do I believe the cheating stuff? Yes. Look, yes. And apparently Kyle has believed it too. Apparently, Kyle has believed it, too. All right, let me get back into my sequence of events. Okay. All right. So we already talked about that stuff. So then we have the segment towards, you know, the middle of this final part of the reunion where Kyle talks about her marriage. They play all of the moments of Kyle's marriage over the years. Actually, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. Look, they've been together for almost 30 years. But Andy brings up the fact, well, there have been cheating rumors since season one. Damn, Andy, cold-blooded. But there have been. There have been. On the show and off the show, there have been rumors. All right? So they play back all of those moments in regards to their relationship. And she says that something that Mauricio did that made her lose her trust. She did not tell us what it is. When the fan question was asked, you know, for her to spit it out, she was just like, I don't effing have to. And look, she doesn't. All of these reality stars choose how much they want to share. And look, that's their right. That's their right. However, what becomes annoying for the fans watching it, it's sort of like, we don't get what's happening here. It's frustrating watching you talk about marriage troubles, and we want to root for you because if he cheated on you, F him. But you just sort of this blanket statement of, he did something to break my trust. Well, word on the street, he's been doing that. So I think Mauricio cheated again. And maybe that was the final straw. Maybe it was the final straw. Maybe she didn't have solid proof before. Maybe she has solid proof now. Because they do talk about the rumors since season one. And she said, Andy asked a really great question. Did it chip away at your trust? And she says that it did. Here's the thing that's confusing to me, and I've never been married. I haven't been with someone for 28 years. If there have been cheating rumors over the years, again, you don't have solid proof, but should that chip away at your trust? If you've never had solid proof, should you have stayed in that relationship if you did not trust that person? For me, it leads me to believe the rumors that she's known all these years, but she's turned a blind eye. I know she's denied it, but it's though if you really did not trust this person and these rumors have made you feel insecure, I don't know if I could be with that person. This person's making me feel, and look, I know there are plenty of people that very much like Kyle will stay in a relationship despite trust issues. But then I'm sort of watching this and I'm like, so every rumor you sort of believed, you may have not 100% believed the rumors, but you sort of believe them and it's chipped away at your trust. All right? It's chipped away at your trust. She also talks about deleting Mauricio's DMs. So apparently there was a point where Mauricio did not know about DMs, but she did, and she would go in and she would see that these heifers. I really just can't imagine in my mind that women online see that Mauricio's married and it's in his DMs flirting with him. I don't know. I just can't fathom it. Like, you're going out. It's one thing if you meet someone in a bar and you don't know, and they don't have their ring on or whatever. But you are going out of your way to go in his DMs and flirt with him knowing that he has a full-on wife and kids. Okay. I'm not judging, but I'm judging. Alrighty. All right. So, but she said she used to delete and block those people until he discovered the DMs. And she talked about how he would be, you know, following people. She made it seem like he didn't understand what he was doing. She was like, you don't know how this makes me look by you following everyone that follows you and liking pictures and things like that. I mean, look, he wouldn't be the first man, heterosexual man, that has done this on social media. All right. But do I know exactly what may have broke these two up? I mean, look, Kyle, I don't know. Here are a couple speculations. Either she caught him cheating and she had more solid proof than she's ever had before, or she's caught him cheating again and she's like, after losing my friend, I'm in such a different space. Maybe I might be moving on to the lady pond. Scissoring. Sorry. Maybe she's in a different space. Maybe because her kids are grown up and Portia's about to leave the house. Literally what I said during the premiere of the season finale. Okay, all right. Maybe that is what it was. Maybe that's what it was. And I told you before, I do believe that they were having marriage troubles. I just felt like the timeliness felt orchestrated. But I wouldn't be surprised because everyone has said that Kyle is that calculated. And maybe this was the final straw. She was just like, I found him cheating. Look, I found him cheating. I have solid proof. You know, off the strength of my friend, Lorene. Look, Lorene not being here, life is too short for me to continue being in an unhappy marriage. Or, look. Or it was cheating, or maybe it wasn't cheating. Maybe it was stealing. Maybe he did something with the money and she figured it out. You think? Maybe that's part of the reason why Kyle is telling us, oh, you know, I usually just sign off on things. That did not protect Teresa. That won't protect you either. Okay? Maybe Morgan will protect you. All right, so then they talk about the whole Dancing with the Stars stuff and how she would be jealous. That's something that she wanted to always do, whatever. All right, then they also talk about Mauricio and him holding hands with Emma, his dancing partner from Dancing with the Stars. Erica chimes in. She's like, everyone on Dancing with the Stars dances suggestive. That's just how dancing is. She's like, I wouldn't have cared. Come on. She's like, I wouldn't have cared. I feel like there's always rumors about partners and celebrities during Dancing with the Stars. So I didn't read too much into it. I think Kyle is reading much into it, partially because of history with Mauricio. But at this time, they weren't even together. People were thinking the dance that he dedicated to Kyle was sort of like an FU. Kyle says she didn't like it. She didn't like it. Look, thank you, Sarah. Sarah says, I like these conspiracy theories, Kempire. Maybe it will make Kyle say something, anything. I'm just saying, okay, look, let's continue. So cheating, possibly, for Kyle and Mauricio and why the relationship ended, and maybe this was the final straw. Or maybe something financial was happening and she noticed it. Maybe she got a little wiser. Remember, her friend is Sutton Strack. And I know they weren't in the best place. Doesn't mean that she couldn't call Sutton up. Who's your accounting, forensic accountant? See, Angelica. This is exactly what I'm thinking. Angelica says, you're right, Kemp. If he was in charge of the finances, maybe he took something without consulting her. And doesn't mean that she doesn't have the resources. And Kyle, if you ever watched this, go talk to Sutton, because I think part of the reason why they're delaying a divorce is because they got together when they both had nothing and their money probably is very mixed and mingled. They've got to figure out how they're going to separate their assets. And Kyle wants to be able to take all those Birkins with her. And she will, but she doesn't want to live her life on a budget. She doesn't want to have to go get a business manager. Exactly, Norma. This was funny when Kathy pointed out that she felt like something had changed with Kyle and Mauricio about 3 years ago. You notice how Kyle tried to downplay the timeline? Because I know the timeline probably says more and has all of these, you know, people sleuthing, trying to figure out what was happening about 3 years ago. What was happening about 3 years ago? Steve C says, or transferring resources. Mary Jane's baby says Mauricio stole money. I don't know if he stole money, but here's the thing. Mauricio's also in a legal battle. We can't get into the legal battle just because I haven't fully read up on it, but I know he has a lawsuit that he's facing, a multi-million dollar lawsuit, okay? I'm wondering if he's moving money in a way that she became aware of. Allegedly, this is all speculation. I don't know this for fact. However, I'm starting to think it might have something to do with financial, more so than cheating. I'm actually believing it's more financial and the trust was broken there. Okay? So I'm wondering if it had something to do with financial and she found out. She figured it out. Or maybe he mentioned it. Look. Maybe he mentioned it to her and she said, you know what? Let me look into this more. Norma says that Mauricio has proven not to be trusted time and time again. And the fact that Kyle probably wasn't paying attention to the finances before. Julie, thank you so much for the super chat. Julie says, Kempire, how long before Kyle comes out? All right. Thank you for the segue. So Kyle is then asked about Morgan Wade. And Kyle, you're hemming and hawing about this conversation. When Andy asked you a yes or no question, are you guys together? She was like, in what way? I'm like, what? In what way? So she denies that her and Morgan have anything going on. She says that she loves Morgan as a friend. I love the fact that Crystal asked her about the timeline of doing that music video. Do I have a picture of the music video? I know I do. Don't I have it somewhere? Oh, here it is. All of this very suggestive. Here's the thing. Kyle, you don't look great in this moment. And I'm so glad. Shout out to the editors. Yay! Hercules. Because they call her out as a liar.
Lies! The lie!
Because she tried to downplay the timeline. She was like, oh, you know, she didn't know about the creative when she got there. Kyle Richards did not know that they were going to ask her to be suggestive in a music video. I don't know if I believe that. I don't know if I believe that. Do you guys believe that? I don't know if I believe it. I don't know if I believe that. But Crystal pointed out, she's like, so when exactly did you do the music video? So Kyle said she did the music video before the news came out that her and Mauricio had split. So when that news came out, your kids didn't know. Right? Am I getting the timeline right? Your kids didn't know that you guys were splitting. You then filmed that scene with the kids to explain what was happening. However, there were rumors about you and Morgan. So you do this suggestive video knowing that there are troubles in your marriage and you haven't even talked about this with the kids. They also talk about that awkward kiss during the season. And she explained that the reason why she sort of pushed Mauricio away was because he knew that there were issues and they were trying to figure out how they were going to talk about this with the kids. And that's why she was just like, he's trying to make it seem like everything is okay. Kyle, and then they played the behind the scenes at the music video. And literally Kyle says in that music video, hold on, let me, because I wrote it down. She says, hold on, where is it? Oh, yeah. She says, let's give them something to talk about. Okay. So this is why I kind of give you the side eye, because if you care about your children, and I'm not saying that she doesn't, this is why it's so odd, the timeline of it all, of you in this whole situation doing this music video. I don't care about you doing the music video. You could play in our faces all day, every day. But to play in the faces of your children feels disgusting, feels opportunistic, exactly why Howard Stern called out that scene with you and the kids. He also felt like you were just using the situation to be a reality TV star in gold. Anyways, Elsie says Kyle is a liar. I'm starting to believe it. Look, I'm starting to believe it. All right. So they talk a little bit more about Morgan and Morgan being on the show and, you know, fans accusing Morgan of being a clout chaser. Andy points out, well, I'm sure a lot more people know who Morgan is because of her being on Bravo. Kyle downplays it. Well, she was notable before being on the show. Ain't nobody here know her. Can we go back to my other conspiracy theory? Can we go back to my member? If you've been watching our Real Housewives of Beverly Hills recaps, then you know my other conspiracy theory was that this was a plot that Todd set up. No, and when I say Todd, a publicist. Someone thought, okay, let's put these two together. This will heighten Morgan's career. And it did, because now more people know her. And apparently, maybe some of you are fans. I heard some footage of her. I wasn't impressed. And I'm a country music connoisseur. I love country music. I don't like her. Unless she comes out with my song, and I better get credit, Morgan. We were scissoring under the moonlight, and now everybody's talking, and I don't think it's right, but when we... I swear I can sing. Scissoring, we gon' be scissoring under the moonlight. Shout out to all the lesbians. Look, they're part of our community, okay? Shout out to the lesbians. And look, I've been concerned for Morgan because I know a couple of lesbians that got involved with, you know, heterosexual women that want to experiment and then they get their feelings hurt. And then, look, I swear, Nashville, I'm going to have my scissoring song together. I promise you. Look, I promise you, we're going to get that song together and then we're going to perform it in Nashville. Okay. Let me go hit up some of my friends. We're going to work on that song. You heard it here first, okay? Yes. Oh, I'm going to get back into my songwriting mode. Just say it. All right. RZ says, you know you're wrong for this cover. All right. I'm going to drop the call in link for our members first. And I'm going to continue with this conversation about the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills because I've been talking for an hour. And I didn't even put any water here. Woo, woo, woo for me. Woo, woo, woo for me. Okay, let me drop the call-in link for our members really quickly. For those that are listening to this on the podcast, if you would like to hear our callers, you'll have to listen to it on YouTube because we don't include the callers there. All right, members, we're going to drop the call-in link for you guys. If you would like to become a member, head on over to teamcampire.com/join. And you can become a member because this is not even one of the perks of being a member. There are all kinds of really cool perks that come with your membership, but this is not one of them. Live chat, we will drop the call link for you guys, but let's get those likes up. We have over 1,200 of you here, and we're not even close to 400 likes. Can we get to 500 likes? And I'll drop the call-in link for you guys to call in and share your thoughts on this season. This is the finale. We're not going to talk anymore about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills besides maybe like news that comes out about it until the new season. Until the new season. All right. I know. Elsie's like, where's your water? I forgot my coldest water bottle. It's probably literally like an arm reach away. K-Baby says we need a music video. You think I can get Kyle and Morgan to be in it? I might do a parody. Stay tuned. All right. And if you see anyone steal my song, you let them know. I ain't playing with y'all. All right. All right, back to this. For those that are just joining us, this is our Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, our final recap for season 13. If you're part of the replay crew, be sure to let us know where you're watching from, your thoughts on the season, your thoughts on the reunion, your thoughts on what we said. What stood out to you? Be sure to let us know in the comments section. Shout out to our King's Guards for always holding us down in the live chat. We appreciate them so much. So don't forget to say hello, thank you, and engage with the rest of the live chat. All right. Exactly. Jasmine says, Kempire, make sure you get your credits like Candy Burris. I'm working on it. I'm going to work on my scissoring song. Watch. Okay. All right. So they talk a little bit more about the Morgan of it all. Kyle is just sort of like, here's the thing. I don't know if Kyle is just leaning into the speculation because she loves to talk about the blogs and Instagram and really try to, you know, I guess she wants to be the sort of like, oh, you're just a blogger. But she's leaning into it. These pauses, these long dramatic pauses, I believe that they're intentional. It's not like she didn't know that these questions were going to be asked at the reunion. It's not like she didn't know that Andy was going to ask her these questions. She knew. Do you think she really thought that Andy was not going to ask her about Morgan and their relationship? She doesn't deny that she might be open to a relationship with Morgan. She's like, she's in a very different space now. She's in a very different space. Kyle, I'm not interested. I know the Bravo universe is interested in your relationship with Morgan. That is the least interesting part of your storyline this season. I didn't care about your marriage troubles. I actually care more about your marriage troubles than your supposed relationship with Morgan, because I don't believe that it will be long lasting when it comes to like a physical romantic relationship. Do I think that you might have a friendship? Yes. But I don't care about that, all right? I do believe that the marriage stuff is real, but again, I feel like it's being strategic when it's being talked about. Honestly, I was so happy that we talked about this other aspect of your life. Not happy about what happened to you, because I know it was traumatic, but I was like, oh, at least there's more going on with Kyle. At least this particular situation made a little bit more sense as to why Kyle is making these changes and why it may have affected her marriage and her friendships and things like that. All right. Again, she wants to say Morgan was already notable. Kathy weighs in on her friendship with Morgan. She says she really likes Morgan. I've seen interviews with Kathy. She says she thinks Morgan's very talented. She's very nice. I'm sure Morgan is all of that. Morgan is definitely all of that. Do we need her to come back next season? Andy even joked, well, maybe Morgan will be on stage next season. Do not even think about it. Unless she's performing my song, Scissoring, we're gonna be scissoring. Unless she's performing that, I don't want to see it. All right. I mean, we just had a performance on the Miami finale, so I wouldn't mind y'all perform my song on there. Y'all better give me credit though. Okay. So they end the reunion with the group reflecting on what they've learned this season. Of course, we don't have Sutton and Garcelle. I don't know why they didn't decide to take a group photo at the top of the reunion. They should always do that, especially for Beverly Hills, on how Beverly Hills reunion ended last year. It did not end well. I don't even think we had a group shot last year, right? But we almost didn't have a group shot if we had a group shot last year. So why not all reunions? Let's take a group shot at the beginning. Okay, not me producing a show. Look, y'all have years of experience. Okay, whatever. So Erica says that she's just happy to be okay. Erica was having a good time in this reunion. And look, good for you, girl. Look, I get it. After the 2 years of what she's gone through, I get it why you're just happy that the focus is not you this season. All right. I mean, last reunion too really wasn't the focus. You really weren't the focus either. So Dorit, she starts to talk about her reflection for the year, and then she's like, oh, well, let me start over. And then Andy pretends to yawn, I think. And she's like, don't you dare. Well, then she says that, you know, she says when someone says that they're her friend or they like her, she usually believes it. And what she's saying now says she needs to be less naive. And Andy points out, so you're referring to the Garcelle situation. So she's making it seem as if Garcelle and the way that Garcelle feels about her, that Garcelle's been dishonest about how, you know, I thought we were friends and that we were in a good place. And she's like, she needs to be less naive. Girl, you are not naive at all. Because we could speculate on a bunch of things when it comes to you and PK's relationship and that burglary. But we won't, because we've already done it. You need to be less naive. Okay, girl. All right. So Kyle says, this is the exact quote. She says, I will have my happily ever after no matter what. Because she thought that Mauricio was her happily ever after. still so boring. Of the three-part reunions, part three was probably my least favorite. I didn't love the Kathy of it all. I thought that this would actually be a sweet moment between Kathy and Kyle after what happened at the reunion last year. But it turned dark, and I look at Kathy Hilton, not differently, because I always thought that Kathy Hilton was one of those folks in Hollywood that is devilish behind the scenes. Uh-huh. Ooh, April, this is the word. April says, blame the black woman when Kyle is right there. That part. Let me say thank you because we had quite a few super chats and then we're going to get into some callers. SD Mac, thank you so much for the super chat. We appreciate your support. SD says, it's giving she tolerated the flings. See, SD, you and I usually see eye to eye on a lot of this stuff. SD says, but a whole mistress got him twisted and she couldn't tolerate that. It's kind of given like the Wendy Williams situation. Remember Wendy? Wendy knew about Sharina Hudson for years, allegedly, I'll say. Knew about Sharina Hudson for years, but it was only when he had a baby with her that she was like, I'm done. I'm not doing. I know there are plenty of people that deal with that in their relationships. I couldn't deal with it. I'm sorry. I know people say that, and then when they're in it, it's a little bit differently. I just know me too well. I couldn't deal with knowing the fact. And look, there are a lot of gay relationships. Look, maybe this will be Kyle. There are a lot of gay relationships that are like this where, but it's for lack of a better word, it's a lot healthier because they are more open about it. They're saying, well, no, we have an open relationship so you can go be with other people. So that's definitely a lot healthier than doing it behind someone's back and having a full-on family. I don't know if that's Mauricio, but maybe some of the messages allegedly that Kyle saw showed that he was in love with someone. Who knows? Dorit? No, stop. thank you so much, SD Mac, for the super chat. Lip injections. Thank you so much for the super chat. They say, I think Kyle's holding her cards close to her chest for the divorce settlement. Once she's got her coin, she'll spill the tea. Let's hope. I don't think she will, though, because remember, they have kids. I don't think she's going to spill all the tea. And look, do I expect her to? Not really, to be honest with you. She never really has. Mama Ellie, thank you so much for the super chat. Mama Ellie says, Kyle is going through a midlife crisis. Is that real? I guess it is real. I hope I never go through one. If you see me with a full-on hairline, then you know I'm going through a midlife crisis. Or just being facetious for my new music video, Scissoring. NYCMP, thank you so much for the super chat. NYCMP says, I bet she signed something that implicates her. Oh. Wait a minute in regards to Kyle. V, thank you so much for the super chat. V says, hey, Campari, thanks for keeping me company at work. Hey, shout out to everyone that watches us at work. I appreciate that. I do appreciate it. Don't forget to like the video for those that are watching at work. All right. Zoe, thank you so much for the super chat. Zoe says, hold on, let me bring up Zoe's comment. Zoe says, Garcelle and Sutton leaving part three of the reunion showed how boring the show would be without them. They are carrying it on their backs, hands down. I mean, like, I know people like to downplay Sutton and Garcelle's importance on this show, but they really are. They really are very entertaining. I don't think it's just on them. But definitely, I'm very important. And them being absent in part three showed a lot. And this is why I always said, you know, when people were saying that they were doing too much, asking the questions during the Erica situation a couple of seasons ago, I was like, well, if they didn't ask those questions, that season would have been so lackluster because no one would have challenged Erica. No one would have brought it up. All right. Pure Luxury Salon. Wait, so Luxury Salon, do you provide what I need for a hairline? Not the Jermaine Jackson gift. Look, I am going to do it one day, even if it's just for giggles. I'm okay. Thank God I have a decent head. Thank God, decent. Look, it's not perfect. And, you know, some people got perfect heads for bald heads. But at least I have a decent head. But I'd be open to trying it. Something that's temporary. I think it's funny that you guys can see what I used to look like with hair. Anyways, let's get to some callers. If I could find the callers, hold on. There we go. If you're a member of the channel, we've dropped the call-in link on the community tab. For those that are in the live chat, we will drop the call-in link for you guys once we get to 500 likes. We have over 1,200 of you watching on YouTube alone. Shout out to everyone watching on Twitch, Twitter, those of you watching behind the scenes here on TikTok. Those of you watching here on TikTok, keep tapping your screens, but don't forget to follow me on Instagram because TikTok, it will be no more. I don't know if that's really going to happen, but you never know. So if you don't want to miss out or lose me, look, or lose me, follow me on YouTube, Kempire. Follow me on Instagram. All right. SD, thank you so much for the super chat. SD says, Dorit was talking about Kyle. Andy led her to say Garcelle. They ain't slick. Well, you have a valid point. You have a valid point. I think it probably was easier for her to say Garcelle because Garcelle wasn't there. I kind of, look, I hope they get to a better place. I felt like in Spain, they did get to a better place. I hope Garcelle and Dorit can get to a better place if Dorit returns. Just say it. All right. You guys are still stuck on the fact that that Sutton might be 49. Is Sutton 49? Let's Google Schmoogle and then we're going to get to some callers. Let's Google Schmoogle it. Because I don't remember. If Sutton is 49, damn. Take care of yourselves. No, she's 52. I mean, three year difference. She's 52. And she's a Virgo. Shout out to all the Virgos. Okay. Sutton is 52 years old. All right. Oh, wait a minute. Rita, good point. Morgan Wade is 28 years old. Kyle is 55. Interesting. Moisturize, everyone. Moisturize. And don't forget to wear your sunblock. And don't sit in the sun. Sit in for a few minutes and go inside. And stop drinking, drugging, and all that good stuff. All right, let me get to the callers because this is awkward.
Thanks for tuning into Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. Don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. For more details on Kempire Radio, head on over to KempireRadio.com.